If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also check out at CatholicAudioMedia.com, your favorite podcast platform. And you can also subscribe to us through that platform, whichever one you prefer. And if you want to subscribe, leave a comment, whatever, that really helps us as well, if you consider doing that. Well, we've been talking and we continue talking this week with Jan Gilday, who is the coordinator of a project in restoration, in a sense, and building up St. Francis Xavier Parish in Weymouth, Massachusetts. And as I said, this program that we're airing also gives you a little behind-the-scenes look of some of the other work that happens in a parish. It's not just about building our faith spiritually, but also to build up our community in faith and the work we do. And part of that for St. Francis Xavier Parish in South Weymouth, Massachusetts, is also the cemetery they have there. And making sure that is a place that people are able to visit their loved ones and remember them and maybe pray and all kinds of things. So that's what the project is all about. And that's part of ministry as well. So we're going to turn over to the next stage of our interview with Jan Gilday. And remember, they have a fundraiser in Rockland on Saturday night at 6 o'clock at night. You'll have more details on the other side of the program on how to get in contact with Jan Gilday for tickets for that event. In the meantime, we're going to switch over right now to part three. Now, when did you all decide, well, we're going to put together a committee and get this done?
Well, around the time like you're talking, a little bit kind of before COVID, there was like conversations about it. I think we met once, and then of course COVID happened, and then nothing really happened like in person at all for, you know, a few years. And I mean, we still emailed, and I was still trying to like kind of pull people together and get information out in the bulletins and kind of keep the ball rolling. But it was really last summer, so summer 2023, where we formalized, okay, well, now I'm going to coordinate this and I'm going to start some fundraising. And so the committee itself meets sporadically, but I'm in charge of getting all these things rolling, and we disseminate all the information. And then anyone that would like to join us in any of the activities or events kind of joins in, whether they're on the committee or not. That's kind of what we're doing.
Well, let me ask you then, is the committee only of St. Francis parishioners?
Well, the word went out, you know, anybody mm-hmm. was welcome. And honestly, the first meeting was, you know, a fistful of people that was on the committee probably decades ago. And they, you know, so heard about it and they came back and sat around the table with us. Some with, you know, ability, you know, plenty of ideas, but some with physical ability to help out. Others just wanted to support the cause. But it's open to anyone, anywhere, any parish or non-parish, you know, even if they're not part of the parish community, they're, you know, everybody is welcome to join in. We're going to set up a meeting. Our next meeting will probably happen like towards the end of the summer, because then we've gone almost a full year of our fundraising efforts and activities and kind of you know, come together again and see where we're at, you know, kind of analyze what's worked, what hasn't worked, what we could do better, other ideas, you know, other people that maybe now that we've done all these things almost a year in, that, you know, people are excited about it. Maybe they do want to sit around the table now and help brainstorm, because they see, I always feel like people would like to give, whether by support or financially or just, you know, their hands in the game, you know, with a shovel, whatever they need to do. If they see that there's progress, sometimes it's discouraging mm-hmm. when you're on a committee, but nothing is happening. So now that we've really made some progress with some improvements, I think people are excited about it and can feel good about it. And, you know, they want to participate and want to be part of that. So, we're hoping to reach, you know, more people to sit around the table with us. You're more than welcome, Father. We'd love to have you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's good to know. And if anyone, we want to talk about the events as well, but while we're on that subject, if anyone wants to participate as well, how do they contact?
So I can give you my contact information. They're also welcome to contact St. Francis Collaborative at any time as well. But I can give you an email address and a phone number that I can be reached at any time.
Okay.
Would you like me to do that now, or do you want to wait?
Sure. Well, why don't we do that now, and then we'll repeat it at the end, because we want to talk about the event coming up as well.
Yes. Okay. So the email address is just justxright, so just x right, all one word, at aol.com.
Okay,
and that's
just
my direct
x right.
Yep,
that's
and
great.
That's my direct email, and I can give you a telephone number that's a direct line as well, which is 781-929-8106. And both of those will go directly to me, but at any time, you know, they're welcome to contact the parish as well. The parish office is normally open from 9 to 4, so if someone wants to, sometimes people are visiting the cemetery on the weekend or in the evening. That's why I give my direct line, so they can contact at any time.
And, of course, this is St. Francis Xavier Parish, which is in South Weymouth, bordering Rockland.
It is. It's on Pleasant Street, but it's very close to Rockland, very close to Braintree. It's, you know, it's a second, you know, a stone's throw.
Braintree is so close there. Braintree, that's so fascinating.
I grew up on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Right. I grew up a mile up from the landing, so I grew up on the other side of Weymouth.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, one of my parishioners plays at the El Sarape.
Oh, yeah.
Which is he does that every other week. And he plays. It's so funny. He says, well, I play in Braintree. I'm like, that's Weymouth Landing. Don't tell me Braintree, although officially it is Braintree.
By, I think, one doorway. So, you know, it's
true.
There. You know,
it is.
The cemetery
right
isn't like a mile down the road from there, really. You know, so it's all right close together.
Isn't that funny? I always forget Braintree is also there too. So for anyone who knows the area, it's not too far from South Shore Hospital and Columban Square. It's right down the street from Columban Square.
Exactly.
And St. Francis Parish. I was a member of the drum corps there, the junior drum corps back in 73 to 75.
Wow. So you're really connected over there.
Oh yeah, the Mariners. Yeah. I really was. Yeah. Oh, that's great. And now tell us about this event. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say the parish itself is also the direct opposite corner of Weymouth High School. So for
that's
people
right.
to kind of navigate, it's right there. It's just the opposite corner. And, you know, down the street, actually in Hingham is right there too. Like the Derby shops are like a half a mile down the road.
Really? That close?
So,
that's right.
Yeah.
You may remember South Weymouth, Massachusetts, and that whole Weymouth area. The St. Francis Parish, which is almost on the Rockland line, actually, what would so? No, actually, not Rockland. Rockland, yes, but Abington as well. What would separate St. Francis, South Weymouth from Abington? What would be the thing that would separate it? The Weymouth Naval Air Station. Remember that? That's all changed now. The air station is closed. But if you grew up in Weymouth or in that area, remember that was what was between Abington and South Weymouth, the Naval Air Station. So that's where the parish is. And of course, the cemetery is in the center of Weymouth. And we're going to talk tomorrow about the event. But just to remind you about it, it's Saturday night, 6 o'clock p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel in Rockland, Massachusetts. And call Jan or St. Francis Parish, St. Francis Xavier Parish, for more information. Jan's contact number is justxwright@aol.com. And also, you can reach her through her phone number at 781-929-8106. That's 781-929-8106 for more information there. So that's what's going on Saturday night. We're going to continue. We're going to talk about that event tomorrow, where we're going to continue our interview with Jan. Great interview we had. She's a great radio guest, and that's been wonderful. I'm going to be talking to her next week about a whole different project she's involved in, also on the South Shore, so that'll be kind of interesting as well. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you again tomorrow. See you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.